stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
News alert. News alert. Breaking news. We will be late for news today. We will be late for the 8:30 news. But it will be worth it. Don't worry. All right, back to regular programming. Would you like to save on your car insurance? Well, OUTsurance may just be able to help. One of their clients, a 35-year-old woman, saved as much as 2,760 rand a year when she insured her blue 2016 Ford Fiesta 1.0 with OUTsurance. That's 2,760 rand for simply deciding to switch and save. Make the change. SMS out to 34474 and see if you could save. OUTsurance is a licensed insurer and FSP. Premiums are risk profile dependent and reviewed annually. T's and C's do apply. Okay, let me give you guys a quick lesson in guyhood.
Okay.
There's three things you never buy your partner. Your wife, your girlfriend, your scallum, whatever. Three things you never buy. Tell me, producer Brad, Ramiz, if you've bought these. You never buy them. One, underwear. No. Sherlyn Sibbs. Have you ever bought underwear? Have you ever received underwear as a gift from a boyfriend that you weren't happy with?
No, I've never received lingerie as a gift.
That's a good man.
Or even just regular underpants, no.
That's a good man.
Not even a panty.
Mm-mm. You never buy them underwear? Mm-mm. You never buy perfume? Mm-hmm. These are things you are going to get wrong every single time. The underwear you like, not the underwear they like. The perfume you like.
Brad says, like, I have skills you don't have, Darren.
I have bought both those things.
Successfully.
Successfully.
Yay! And Brad is divorced as well.
No, this is for the new girlfriend.
The new girlfriend.
Yes.
What do you have to say to that, Darren? There goes, what do you have to say to that,
well,
brother?
Thanks for shooting holes in my theory then, Brad.
But go on.
And you never buy shoes. Mm-hmm. You never buy your lady's shoes. Mm-hmm. You will get these three purchases wrong every single time, I promise you. And this is the premise for the prank. So the wife has now said, listen, this guy, my husband, he went, so sweet of him, he went and he bought me a pair of shoes. But shame, he has no idea. So he went and bought these shoes, and now on first wearing, the heel broke. Okay? Mm. So now he's on the phone, very embarrassed. Now I think he's bought his wife a rubbish pair of shoes. He's phoning, please, I need to change these shoes. Mm-hmm. Not really getting any joy. Wife is loving hearing all this in the background. Mm-hmm. She makes contact with me, and I now phone him. Hello, I'm looking for Yusuf, please. Hello, Yusuf. It's Abel here from Shoe City at Moore.
Yes, I can hear you.
I understand you bought a pair of shoes that you weren't happy with.
That's correct.
Okay, what was the pair of shoes? Was the shoes for you?
No, it's for my wife.
For your wife, okay. And what was the problem with the shoes?
The heel broke.
Oh. So I know these were high heels. What we just need to find out from you is the weight of your wife.
Listen, idiot, listen to me. Listen, so don't waste my time.
Because all high heels come with a certain weight limit, and if she was over 50 kilograms, the warranty won't stand.
Wackhead, play with yourself. Get off the line.
Wackhead, play with yourself.
Play with yourself. Get off my line. It's short and sweet today. Didn't you know, guys, that when you turn the shoe upside down, and if it says a 5, it's times 10 and shoe, so it's 50 kilograms. If it says 6, it's 60 kilogram high heels.
Is that for children?
If it says 7 high heels, it's 70 kilograms.
That man didn't even stay on the line to be like, Wacky! Yeah, I love you, brother. Oh, he was done.
Yeah. He was like, hi, bye, good day.